Good morning. On Sunday, the 6th of November, 2022, the readings for today are from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and then continuing on from verse 13 to 17. And the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 20, verses 27 to 38. And I want us to consider the reading of the Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 20, verses 27 to 38. And this is a reading about the Sadducees coming and challenging Jesus. Let me read a couple of verses. Verse 27. Then some of the Sadducees who deny that there is a resurrection came to him, that is, came to Jesus, and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, and he dies without children," and it goes on. And the reason why I wanted to start is because the main point was in verse 27. Then some of the Sadducees who deny that there is a resurrection came to Jesus and asked him a question. They denied that there is a resurrection. And yet we believe in a resurrection from the dead. And Jesus teaches about the resurrection from the dead. And in fact, the Gospels and the letters of Paul talk about how Jesus has been raised up into heaven. The disciples, the very disciples that he discipled, the people that followed him, after his death and resurrection from the dead, they saw him ascend into heaven. They saw him disappear on the clouds, and he told them, "In the same way that I go, I will come back again." But the Sadducees, you had the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and they're two different groups, but the Sadducees, they believe there is no resurrection. But they then came to Jesus to try and to test him. So let me read the whole part of what they say, and then a little bit of Jesus' answer. So again, starting from verse 27. Then some of the Sadducees who deny that the resurrection came to him and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took her as wife, and he died childless. Then the third took her, and in like manner, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children, and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife." And again, I'm going to stop there before I go on and give Jesus' answer, because there's many people here, perhaps, and indeed, there's many people that I've come across that have a similar viewpoint to what these Sadducees had. And it's this idea of, well, who is she going to be with in heaven? Because people believe and people talk about, and yes, I know that I'm touching on a sensitive area. Because people believe and talk about when somebody dies, and it particularly at a funeral, they talk about how mummy's now going to be in heaven with daddy. Or granny's going to be with granda, or granda's going to be with granny in heaven. And they're now looking down upon us because they're together in heaven. And what's being expressed or what's being said is the assumption that because people were married here on earth, they'll also be married in heaven. Because they were together here on earth, they'll be together in heaven. And I'm not going to go into the theology of, because I've talked about that before, about how you get to heaven in the first place. I'm just talking about what people think and the way that they think and the assumptions that they make. So let me go back to the passage. Verse 33, "Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife. Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. And that's ending in verse 36. Let me read a little bit of that again. Jesus said, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. So in other words, people get married today. People get married, come together in marriage, holy matrimony. And as the church believes, a man and a woman come together to be married as husband and wife. But those, Jesus goes on and says, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age, because the age is whenever they all die, and you know, because remember, they're questioning the whole resurrection. They don't believe in it. They're really trying to trip Jesus up. So Jesus says, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Now you have to remember that this is Jesus speaking. This is not just being recorded in the Bible. This is Jesus speaking. In heaven, no one is given in marriage and no one marries. So in other words, if someone is married here on earth and they both go to heaven, they'll not be married in heaven. Now, yeah, they'll know each other. And possibly there's that sense of, and we might feel right of thinking, yeah, they'll be together, but they'll not, because there is no marriage in heaven. Marriage is for this life and this life only. Marriage is not between human beings in heaven. And people need to understand that. And it's very simple, as it says here in Luke chapter 20, because Jesus says it. So let me read his answer and indeed go on in the answer that he gives. Verse 34, Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age. And in a sense, just let me make a quick note there. That's Jesus talking about those who are born again, those who are trusting in Jesus as their Saviour, are those who are counted worthy. It's not because of anything they've done in this life, but because they are trusting in a Saviour, and his name is Jesus. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. And then he goes on and he says this, verse 37, but even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised. Now remember, he's talking to the Sadducees, and the Sadducees, like the Pharisees, would have known their Bible. They would have known what it said in the Old Testament, so he's very much speaking to them, as you and I should be aware of what the Old Testament teaches. Verse 37 again, but even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised, when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he's not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. And him is a capital H. Him is talking about God. We all live to God. You see, the God, we sometimes take it, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, as just being a title. But it's more than a title, because Moses was after them. And yet Moses talked about them as being in heaven with God, because God was their God. So Jesus is making a point, And he's telling the Sadducees, as much as he's telling us today, there is a resurrection. Because your God that you claim to follow is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. But he also said in it that marriage is not in heaven. It's for today, yes. So in the case that they gave is that this woman was married by 7 different men. But it was just for this life. It's not for the next. And so I want you to hear what Jesus says. What Jesus says. And I know it's really comforting when it comes to a time of a funeral to think of people being married in heaven. But they're not. Now again, I'm not saying that they're not in heaven. But the way that they get to heaven is because they're worthy, because they are trusting in a Savior. And his name is Jesus. But they're not married in heaven. They're not married in heaven. So this life is where people marry and have families and grow up together. And yes, the family unit is important, but you know, there's another family unit. And the family unit is the family of the church, where we as brothers and sisters in Christ come together because he is our Savior and our Lord, and because we worship him. And so we're united by the link of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. And so in a sense is, if you're in Christ, you belong to two families. There's your natural family, your blood family that you were born into or that you married into. But then there's another family if you're in Christ, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And that is each of us here who trust in him. And we all are together in love. We all are saints together, as Paul talks about. We were sinners, but we've been saved by grace because we're trusting in a Savior. And we're now made saints. Saints, people who aren't absolutely perfect in and of the flesh, but we are perfect in Christ. But people who sin less. Because our focus is on Jesus and not on the world. So be encouraged and hear the truth of the gospel. There is a resurrection. And we will be raised together with Christ in the heavenlies. Just as he came, just as he raised in the clouds, he'll come back and we'll be raised up with him, which is last week's readings. But take heart that we'll be with him because we are counted worthy because of Jesus and because it's him that we trust in. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.